Hello, celeb fans. Welcome back to Red Carpet and More Celebrity Facts with me, Lisa Lang. This week, I'm talking about the boy band Panic at the Disco. So here we go. Panic at the Disco was formed in 2004 in the suburban area of Summerlin, Las Vegas, by high school friends Ryan Ross, who played a guitar, and Spencer Smith, who played drums. They both attended Bishop German High School, and they began playing music together in ninth grade. The band, which aimed to feature lighter and more accessible sound, went in compassion to Las Vegas' heavier music scene, signed a recording contract with having performed a live show. Ross and Ayuri sent a demo to Fall Out Boy bassist Pete Wentz via a live journal account. Around December 2004, the group signed the label. As the news broke that Wentz had signed Panic, and the band relocated to College Park, Maryland to record its debut album from June to September 2005. On May 17, 2006, Panic at the Disco announced their original bassist Brant Wilson had left the band, posting a statement that both diplomatic and entirely instructable, yet failing to mention any reason why Wilson is leaving Panic, according to MTV News. In March 2007, after a short period of development regarding the ideas of the album, the band arrived at the cabin in the rural mountains of Mount Charleston, Nevada, and began the writing process of the new album, Cricket and Clover. In January 2008, the band unveiled a new logo and dropped the exclamation point of the group's name, becoming Panic at the Disco. Released on the 23rd of March 2008, pretty odd. And then on May the 12th, 2011, the band collaborated with indie pop band Fun. And the two groups embarked on an American tour, releasing a single together titled Come On. Panic at the Disco contributed a new song, Manicure, to the soundtrack of the video game Batman Arkham City. On April the 20th, 2015, Yuri released Hallelujah as a single without any previous formal announcement. On the 22nd of September 2016, the band released the music video for L.A. Davuti, with the release come for the announcement of the death of Bachelor Tour in 2017. Also in 2017, on December 15th, the band released their fourth album, All My Friends Were Glorious, Death of a Bachelor Tour Live. And on the 27th of August 2018, the band dropped the music video for the single High Hopes in fall of 2008. High Hopes became the highest placing single from the band, becoming number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. The band's version of Into the Unknown is featured in the soundtrack to the 29th film Frozen 2 and in the end credits. In May 2019, Yuri revealed in an interview with Billboard he began working on ideas for another Panic at the Disco album. On May the 14th, 2022, the band set up a website called Shut Up and Go to Bed to tease new music. On May the 29th, it was announced that Panic would be returning with the new single Viva La Vigance on June the 1st, alongside hints of future material. And then on the January 24th, 2023, Yuri revealed that he and his wife were expecting a child together, and that he will be discontinuing Panic at the Disco in order to focus on his family. In 2025, Panic briefly returned to perform as one of the headliners of the When You Were Young festival on October 8th and the 19th, where they performed a Fever You Can't Sweat Around It entirely for the day at the festival. Details were revealed for the 20th anniversary deluxe edition of Fever You Can't Sweat Out, along with the 2016 live album. Live Endeavour being released on Vimeo and streaming for the first time. So now you know about Panic at the Disco. Honestly, they're actually the most amazing boy band ever. I think the only song I like, one of my favourites, is actually, it's called High Hopes. And I like, what's his name? Brandon Urie. He did the a duet with Taylor Swift. It was called, I think it's called Me. That's a really good one. That's a good song. So yeah, they are a really good boy band. And hopefully in the future they might do a big reunion to celebrate some anniversaries, etc. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? Anyway, join me next time and next week as I talk even more celebrities. Take care and bye for now.